It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, December 28th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The travel website Expedia is burying results from American Airlines. Try this. Search on a flight and you'll see fares from big airlines and then way at the end, a little link that will show you flights on American. It's the latest round in an ongoing war between airlines and travel sites that could have a big effect on how you book tickets. Expedia buried American because American recently pulled out of the travel site Orbitz. Yep, Expedia is allying itself with a competitor. Douglas Quinby is with travel research company Focusrite.
The historical model is airlines pay distributors, online sellers such as Expedia and Travelocity and others. They work through these technology intermediary systems called the GDSs or the Global Distribution Systems. And there's always this tension. Obviously, the airlines want to spend less on the cost of distribution, and those intermediaries would like the airlines to spend more.
Thus, the escalating war. Ben Mutzebach covers travel for USA Today. He says American Airlines wants sites like Expedia to just be a gateway to American's own website.
There are two reasons for that. First, it is less expensive for American to sell tickets that way than it is to go through these traditional third-party type networks. But what they also want to do is, if they can kind of sell their inventory directly from their own in-house connection to these travel sites, it allows them to upsell some of their products. That could mean it makes it easier for them to push bag fees or preferred seat fees or travel insurance or, you know, any of these other things that you're starting to see these days whenever you book a ticket. It's never just your fare anymore. It's the fare and all of these other options of fees, whether you get them or not. And this is why you're seeing rivals like Orbitz and Expedia and maybe some others down the road stand together, is because I'm told by some experts that perhaps Orbitz may not be completely philosophically opposed to what America wants to do, but they may lack the infrastructure to be able to put this on their website to kind of sell all of these American products. And of course, you know, if you take that one step further, if they work with American to get some kind of system on their traditional network to sell, you know, seat fees or travel insurance from American's inventory, well, then what about Delta or what about
right.
U.S. Airways? And, you know, they all have slightly different products, so you can see how this starts to cascade and become a very complicated issue for the travel sites. So, you know, the risk is if a website doesn't have American or Delta, which also has pulled its fares off of some smaller sites last week, and it was kind of overshadowed by American's news, you know, then if your website doesn't have American, then you risk losing people to your website. But I also think it's a really bold gamble by American because they make a lot of money through tickets sold via Orbitz.
One scenario is that the whole model could implode and we'll have to visit every airline site individually, write down fares on a piece of paper like we did before the internet. But Douglas Quinby says the future might not be so bleak.
Ultimately, you have this fantastic electronic marketplace, this bizarre called the internet. And we've seen repeatedly that the solutions that really have an impact on the marketplace are those that are ultimately customer-centric and make the experience easier and more efficient, more consumer-friendly.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Amazon says the Kindle 3 is its best-selling item ever. They won't provide an actual number, but they say they've sold more Kindle 3s than they have of the last Harry Potter book. Harry Potter books, meanwhile, aren't available on the Kindle. And Apple expects to sell 21 million iPhones in the first quarter of next year. That's up from their previous estimate of 19 million. This increased forecast comes as rumors circulate about a Verizon iPhone being announced next month. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
About gorillas, not the animal you should avoid making strong eye contact with in the zoo, but gorillas the band.
Gorillas with a Z, they're a virtual band, they're cartoon characters.
Yeah, in real life, gorillas is mostly one guy, musician Damon Albarn. The new Gorillaz album is called The Fall. It was recorded and mixed entirely on an iPad.
Let's give it a listen.
Albarn not only released the album, he also published which apps he used to produce it.
I love some of these names. Amplitube, Dub Siren Pro. This is my favorite soundy thingy.
Yeah, soundy thingy. So now you can rock out to a cartoon band that is actually one guy using soundy thingy for iPad.
Welcome to the future. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.